Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the crazy to happen in running this week. This week's stories include American domination in New Zealand, a Black Canyon race preview, and has Carl Meltzer become the 100-mile goat? The second race in the Ultra Trail World Tour took place at the Tarawera Ultra in New Zealand last weekend. The race this year was run in the reverse direction, and race director Paul Charteris also introduced a new 100-mile race distance to the mix this year. Story of the day was all USA, as for the premier 102K race, American men and women landed in the top two spots. The race this year saw quite a bit of rain come down during the event, as Debo put on a show, coming away with the win in 8 hours 27 minutes. Just behind him was Cody Reed, placing second in 8:36. Rounding out the top three was local Sam McCutcheon of New Zealand in 8:45. For the ladies, Kelly Wolf comes away with her first international ultra win in 10 hours 8 minutes, with Amanda Basham on her heels just 9 minutes back. Third was Australian Erica Laurie in 10:53. In the new 100-miler, we saw American Sally McRae come away with the win and place fourth overall in 21 hours 11 minutes, while Adrian Prigott won for the dudes in 19:38. Next up for the UTWT is Trans Gran Canaria, 125K, a week from Saturday. The speed goat Carl Meltzer just notched his 40th career 100-mile win, which continues to make him the most winningest 100-mile runner of all time. What a legacy. I took a trip down memory lane, deep down the ultra sign-up hole, to see just how Carl got those 40 wins. When and what races were they? I found 39 of the wins there, dating back to his first at the 1998 Wasatch 100. That began a legacy of wins at that race that is still his most at 6, spanning until 2006. He has 5 wins at the Hard Rock 100, spanning from 01 to 09, 4 wins at Massanutten, 3 each of Bear, San Diego, and Pinhoti, 2 each of Bighorn, Coyote Two Moon, Grindstone, and Antelope Island Buffalo Run. Finally, his singles include Hurt, McNaughton, Lone Star, Cruel Jewel, Lake Martin, and the Javelina 100. If anyone can help me find the one I missed, I'll send you a Mountain Outpost sticker pack. And Carl, let's see if you can make it 41, maybe at Mogollon Monster this year? Anyways, open invite. Over on the Beast Coast, some run bum held a race called Cloudland Canyon 50K, where Aaron Saft came away with the win in 4 hours 13 minutes, followed closely by William Ansick and John Hager just minutes behind. For the ladies, Laura Brock dominated in 5 hours 20 minutes, with Laura Jones in second and Sharon Harmon in third. Our final race recap from the long weekend comes to us from Utah and Jerry Campbell's fundraiser event called Running Up for Air, or RUFA. The event is raising awareness and funds for improved air quality in the Wasatch Front. They often suffer from some terrible inversion and air pollution in the winter months that leaves many suffering, especially while exercising in the outdoors. The event itself is comprised of 6, 12, or 24 hours of laps on Grandeur Peak. The 3.1-mile climb features 2,600 feet of climb based out of the Church Fork picnic area up Mill Creek Canyon. The 24-hour, Brandon Stepanowicz placed first with 13 laps, totaling somewhere around 78 miles with 32,000 feet of climb. Ian Ferris also nabbed 13 laps, finishing an hour behind Brandon. First Lady Sylvia Green completed 10, which makes over 60 miles and 26,000 feet of climb. In the 12-hour, it was Luke Nelson in first with 7 laps completed, and Mallory Ovison was first female with 5. Several waves of the 6-hour started throughout the day and evening, and we even caught a glimpse of Hilly Goat Hillary Allen out there, completing 3 solid laps in the 3 p.m. start wave. If you want to donate to the cause, see the link below for Breathe Utah. The next golden ticket race with spots up for grabs for Western States is Arizona's Black Canyon 100K. Some midweek rain seems to have cooled things off, and they're expecting to see highs around 70 degrees and sunny on race day. The men's field is coming in hot, with 2015 race winner Ford Smith returning, as well as third place finisher last year Eric Sensman. Tim Frericks, who led the 2017 race for most of the way before falling back, is also seeking a golden ticket. We'll also see new Phoenix resident Zach Bitter toe the line, Neil Kolick, who won Superior 100 Mile last year, Cyan Lubowitz, fifth at Javelina, and Matt Estes, winner of the 2005 Massanutten. For the ladies, although she already nabbed a golden ticket at Sean O'Brien, Courtney DeWalter is still planning to run this weekend. She'll be joined by last year's third place Black Canyon finisher, Elsa McDonald, Susanna Bonn, Dana Anderson, who was second at Javelina, Lauren Curry, sixth at Lake Sonoma last year, Molly Schmelzy, winner of Miwok, Teresa Kaiser, first place San Diego 100, and Christina Pham, a local Arizona speedster. Stay tuned for a full report next week from Jam Jam and Maya Ray Ray. We're also excited to see the first USATF 100 Mile Road National Championships, maybe ever, maybe in just a long time, take place at the Jackpot Race in Vegas. Up to 10 grand in prize money is offered.
Wow. Right?
Yeah. Great.
Amazing.
We'll do a recap next week. Preview just dropped for Killian's Everest film, and it looks so badass. I guess you can say he'll have the last laugh on those haters that says he faked it. Looking to make that marathon a little tougher, but don't want to step up in distance to an ultramarathon? Try backwards running. A recent article in the Wall Street Journal dives deep into this up-and-coming trend. World record for fastest backwards mile? Try 5:54. A dude even ran Comrades backwards in 11 hours, 17 minutes. I'll just say it, that's just crazy. John Gray, elite track and marathon runner, lost his battle with depression this week, taking his own life. John was a professional runner on the Boulder Track Club and a 2016 US Olympic Marathon Trials qualifier. Just a reminder that no matter what it may look like on the outside, some are struggling with some tough things in their lives. I'm not sure who all is listening out there, but if you're feeling down and ever need anyone to talk to, please reach out to someone. If you don't have anyone, message me. And with that, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. And as always, a huge thank you to our Patreon supporters who help keep this very show going, now 80 weeks strong. Have a week, y'all. You know I will.